He finally had COVID, and he has real bad ass. And everybody killing him right now.
So he beat niggas with COVID.
Yeah.
He that got him.
That's what I'm saying.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy, Tez Reacts. Back at the beginning with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We got Matt. We got B. We're about to talk about some shit, all right? Hey, first and foremost, it's been a hot minute, man. How your boys doing?
What's the f*** up? Hey, man, listen, it's been a minute, like you said. Just happy. Hey, just got to keep it. Yeah.
What's the deal? Been chilling, man. It's, you know, chilling, man. Ready to get back to this good podcast, you know?
Gotcha. Hey, so crazy time that I had, right? So within the last week, I took my kids to Urban Air, which I never take them to. It's like one of my trampoline parks. And my son broke his leg, like jumping on the trampolines there. The crazy thing is he cried for like maybe like 2 or 3 minutes. And then he was like, you know, I'm good. Like, I'm going to go ahead and I want to go play. But as soon as he step off the bench, he like go and he fall like right on his face. So then I pick him back up. I sit him down. I'm like, all right, we're going to wait another 5 minutes, you know. So we just sitting there, and he's like, nah, I want to go play now. I feel better. I said, okay, cool. So he go ahead. I just sit him on his feet, and then he falls to the ground again. So I'm like, all right, we got to go to the hospital. So we end up, I end up taking him to the hospital. The hospital was packed. So I end up putting him on his feet, and he walked a couple steps to me, and it looked like it wasn't no issue. So I was like, all right, cool. I guess we'll go home. But then my wife called me. She like, no, take him to urgent care because something's probably like wrong with him. Like he wouldn't just be limping for no reason, blah, 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 even though he wasn't limping at the moment. Take him to the hospital. I find out the leg is actually broke. And little man is in the cage right now. So I ain't gonna lie, like as a parent, it feels shitty when you take your kids somewhere and they end up getting hurt. Because of like a decision that you made just kind of off the fly, but he in good spirits and he ain't really hurt. Well, he's hurt, but he ain't really acting like it, so that's good.
Yeah, that's crazy, though, bro. But what's crazy is I just did the same thing. I just went to the bounce house with the kids, did the same shit. We went to like a giant bounce house, bro, for Brielle's birthday. We lost a couple kids and everything. Like, the shit was crazy, but yeah, man, that's crazy, man. That's wild. I hope he already know me.
Oh, you good, man. His calves actually gets to come off on my birthday on the 22nd, so looking forward to that.
I mean, you're saying it's a decision you made, like you made a bad decision as a parent. You think your kids out to have fun, man, you know? Well, just jumping too hard.
I felt bad because I was like, yeah, and like his little leg broke. He looked real like it looked crazy when you got like a 3-year-old in the cast,
like on his leg. I don't know, it just looked kind of crazy.
And you hold on, 3-year-old, it's little man.
He's yeah.
Oh, whoa! I'm thinking it's CJ. Mm-hmm. Oh wow, damn. Yeah, that looked crazy. Damn, man, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. Damn, I'm even sorrier now. Damn, I'm thinking of CJ. That's crazy, bro.
Nah, so just coming off of that, right, it got me starting. Like, I started to have conversations, and I was like, you know, just having conversations with my wife about what type of kids we wanted to raise. But have y'all seen that video? Like, y'all know who Terrence Bull Crawford is, don't y'all?
Yeah.
So let me show y'all this video, and y'all tell me what y'all think.
My dad used to tell my mom I was going to be a world champ.
I told me when we...
How'd that make you feel? It filled me with rage.
always pay the kids. I said, if y'all gonna whoop butt, I give y'all $10 a piece. Can I whoop?
And offer $10 anyone who can kick my son's butt.
Yep.
And you gotta take us.
Yeah, bro, you know that.
What did he tell you guys?
He told your mom, I told you I'm the best.
Why is he always telling you you're gonna lose or you're not good enough or you're gonna get your ass kicked or things like that? It's like, okay. When I win this tournament, she won't say congratulations or good job or I'm proud of you. But it never happened. So she said, love is pain. Her support was in a different type of way. You know, I knew it was in a negative way, but when I got older, I noticed that it was her negative way that pushed me to be great. My dad used to.
So my question to y'all is, do y'all think that like, in your opinion, I mean, of course, he's a successful boxer now, but in y'all opinion, do you think that's the best way to try to raise your kids? And like, what type of characteristics and traits would you like your kids to have?
You want to take that first, Pete?
You hear me?
Yeah, I do hear you.
So first, yeah, let me, I'll take this, Mac. First off, the video looked like some old Dave Chappelle shit, like some Dave Chappelle show or something. But I kind of respect that she doing that, but I kind of don't, because that's kind of ignorant. But at the same time, everybody got their own way of pushing somebody, you know, like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, that might be a good strategy, though, just to, you know, because some people take, what you call it,
take that negative
reinforcement. Criticism, they take criticism different than everybody else, so, yeah, that drove him to another level to be a f***ing pro athlete, so, shit. For him, it worked. For everybody else, kids, it might not work. But, you know.
How you feeling?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, listen. That's crazy. That shit is fucking crazy. Like, to me, right? So, Paul just happened to be good at what he does, right? What if it was one of these little kids that can't fight and was getting his ass beat all day? And your mom consistently saying, I'm paying $10 to anybody that can whoop Bud's ass, right? And this nigga just getting his ass beat every goddamn day. I get it, right? It's a good, isn't it? Like, the motherfucker will be tough, right? But then he's carrying that scar an entire life. So going back to the characteristics is in what I would want my kids to have. Being older now, right? And living through that same kind of environment for the most part. And then seeing the byproduct of it is in who I am at this point. Like, listen, I want my kids to just be fucking smart. Right? Because at the end of the day, how far can you go with fighting, right? You can make it as in boxing and the MMA and what else? And what I'm talking about as a grown
man,
the talk I am right now. What the f am I gonna do?
What is it?
Some lethal hands, huh?
He said you can end up in prison.
That's great, I'm in prison.
Right. You go ahead and point somebody the wrong way and they f***ing die because they hit their head wrong. You know what I mean? In prison. So, no, I mean, I get it, man. Like, you come up tough like that, right? But it's tough. We can see that when he box. Like, you can tell. Like, he gonna push you, right? But that's not gonna work nowhere else. Nowhere else. It's just, again, a female raising a boy, right? I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. There's great females that raise men, right? But we all understand that you're gonna need that male perspective in there as well. That's just me personally, man.
When it comes to people, like when it comes to combat sports, I do think there's a certain level of trauma that you need in order to succeed in combat sports. Not saying that you can't be good if you raised with both parents, but you fight with a little extra chip on your shoulder when you only got your mama in your ear, supposed to be the person that's giving you all the motivation and all the good things. And she's in your ear instead giving you negative reinforcement. Not even saying good job when you win a fight. Me personally, well, first off, Bud Crawford, that's a tough dude. He looked like the type of dude that walk around in the summertime in all black with black Air Force Ones on. You look like he don't get haircuts consistently. Bud Crawford is a tough looking dude. Like, if you see him on the street type shit, you want to walk on the other side of the street because that nigga you up. But with that being said, I don't think that, like me personally, the characteristics I want my kids to have is I want them to be confident and I want them to be kind. And what I mean by that is I want them to be able to walk around in the world and be like, I'm just as good as all these people around here, but for them not to necessarily act like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want them to be confident and I want them to be good people. And yeah, it's just one of those things. I couldn't talk to my kids like that. I couldn't tell them that they couldn't do something or they wouldn't be shit.
Yeah. So I want to piggyback that one, right? So, I mean, that's what I was going at with intelligence. And my next one is because I was always a recluse, right? I never really spoke to people unless I knew you. That's one thing I wanted to instill in my daughter, to be a people person, right? And to be able to discern who's good and who's bad, though, right? But being open to other people consistently, being nice, just being that nice person that can talk to anyone, right? Instead of just walking down the street, just like you're saying, but nobody wants to say shit to him. I wanted to be like open to where she can talk to anybody. You know, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm really trying to clarify that, but just be a people person and not, you know, reserved like myself, like when I was growing up. You know what I mean? Because I think you lose out on a lot of opportunities, you know, locking yourself off to, you know, different atmosphere or different people or stuff like that.
Yo, your mama paying other boys to beat you up to me sound crazy, bro.
Right. I just, wow, the water.
That drove him to the pro level, man. Sometimes, listen, I bow my head to a lot of those athletes, man. You don't know half the stuff they done went through, man. Trials and tribulations. Woo.
So, yeah, I mean, what they say, I mean, you gotta give up, I think it's like 1/3 of your week, an hour working on your craft to become a professional, right? So that's 1/3 of your entire day catching a football if you want to be a receiver, right? All day you outside catching a football.
Let me tell y'all a quick story real quick. It don't matter, but tell y'all a quick story. You know who he is, Tez. You probably remember my elementary school point guard. His name was Derek Wharton. When I say this boy daddy had him in f-ing sports. I mean, not even sports, just basketball. He played basketball year-round. He practiced year-round. While we was outside playing, running tag, running the streets, he was practicing, or he was at a game, or he was practicing. But what I come to say is the boy went pro. He played for the Pistons for a couple of years. He played overseas. He played for other teams in the league. And to be honest with you, I think he just left the league. He'd been in the league for a couple of years, but that's the type of stuff that those pro athletes have to go through. Like, their whole life is sacrifice, bro. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I feel like that, yeah, their life is sacrifice, bro. They go through a lot to get there, so.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't think I want my kids to have to endure that type of stuff in order to get to a certain place. Like, I know it sounds crazy. I mean, if by all means, if they from an early age tell me like, yeah, I want to do this, I want to be a pro in this, I mean, I'll buy into it. But my thing is, me as a parent, I want my kids to be able, be out there using their brain and to make money in other ways as opposed to being an athlete. Because yeah, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be LeBron. Yeah.
And I'll say that, yeah, man. I'll say that.
No, but let's talk in statistics, bro.
I get it, though. I get it for sure, like, for sure.
Yeah, and it's a one trick, right? Because just in case, per se, you get injured, right? You get injured, that shit is done. All them years you took and developed that skill, and then, I don't know, you knee up in high school or in college before you make it to the pro. That's fucked up. All that time has just been wasted. And now you're just some dumbass motherfucker that used to know how to catch a football.
Exactly. Right. Now you with his mama portraying him to be.
So I'm glad that we're on the topic of athletics right now, because I've been watching the Olympics, and don't nothing bring out patriotism to me better than the Olympics. One of the things that's been pissing me off, though, is if you've been on social media, people have been killing Noah Lyles. Noah Lyles and then Simone Biles and her husband. And I'm just so, I'd be so sick of like black social media just kind of going at these people that are trying to be great. And I don't know, man. It just, I know it probably sounds crazy, but yeah.
I get what you said. I'll be honest with you, I haven't been watching the Olympics. I just know Team USA. That's all I know.
Yeah, right now.
That's all that matters, right?
No, so the reason, so, and let me give y'all a little bit of backstory for anybody that don't necessarily know, right? So Noah Lyles is a 100 meter and a 200 meter track runner. All right. He won a race a couple years back, and he was talking about how he was mad about the NBA calling themselves the world champion whenever they win a title, because
I remember.
Yeah, it's that guy.
He tried to make it seem like that they not the top players in the world.
All right. Okay.
But that's not what he was saying. So I don't know if you remember, before the Olympics started, the team that they was getting ready to send to the Olympics was like not even our best players. That, him saying that, ended up getting LeBron, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant all to go to the Olympics. All right? But the thing with Noah Lyles is when you talk that much, everybody's going to be looking at you a certain way. So Noah Lyles, who's not even a 100-meter runner, right? He came out, he won gold in 100 meters. And his actual race is the 200-meter, which he ended up getting bronze. But he ended up collapsing once he got to the finish line. He finally had COVID, and he has real bad ass. And everybody killing him right now.
So he beat niggas with COVID.
Yeah.
He that got him.
That's what I'm saying. That's the way I look at it. But everybody else like, nah, you took on bronze. Like, no. Like, this, he's really him.
Nah, he proved a point why he was sick.
And then the Simone Biles situation. So are y'all up on that at all?
To some extent.
I'm not prepared.
Anyway, Simone Biles is out there killing shit. Like she always is. She is the greatest gymnast of all time, right? And like, I want to say a year back, her husband went on a podcast and was saying he didn't know who Simone Biles was. And you know, she drove out to meet him, and then they went on dates and they got married. And everybody was killing him because they like, how do you not know who Simone Biles is? She's the greatest gymnast of all time. But this dude is also a professional athlete. And I feel like professional athletes, for the most part, they're not paying attention to what's going on in the media and in the news and stuff like that. He's focused on his craft. So maybe he don't actually know who Simone Biles is, but women have been killing him. She won a bunch of gold medals. He was there being real supportive. And people were upset because he took a picture with her gold medal on while she was in the picture.
That's crazy. I mean, people get upset with the stupidest shit ever. It's just like asking me right now who's the best fucking tennis player in the world. I might have said the middle. I'm just saying. I know, you know, because Serena Williams is posted everywhere, right? But I don't know who's the best golfer. Like, so you're talking about gymnastics. This man plays football. You don't know who the fuck that is, right? I wouldn't know who the fuck she is. I mean, I do, but I mean, I'm just saying. Who's the best fucking ice hockey fucking player? I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know this stuff.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't know her. I don't even know her, my fucking man. What's her name?
Simone Biles, man.
Simone, I don't know. Real shit. Like,
no, like, I'm talking like Simone Biles is so good, bro, that they had to ban certain moves in order to keep the sport fair.
Competitive, yeah.
And that's how much she was killing shit. Well, shout out to Simone Biles.
Yeah. So, she is that girl, I tell you that, when it comes to gymnastics.
Hey, you can't hate on talent. You can't hate on what's real.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing with my fool LeBron James, man. I'm kidding. I know everybody. The dude is that good that motherfucker just hate on him. I don't give a fuck. Like, people tell me that shit all the time. I don't give a fuck how y'all debate go. He's the best thing I've ever seen play. Me, personally.
Say it one more time.
LeBron James is the best player I've ever seen play basketball.
I agree with you.
I'm not gonna lie, even I'm not a LeBron fan. I can admit that he's leaps and bounds better than everybody else that's out there in the NBA right now.
To be honest with you, it's no comparison though on all the things he has done and that he's still doing, bro. That son and father shit is out the roof.
He's 40 years old, leading the Olympics team right now, bro.
This the most goated shit y'all ever see.
Like, what?
And even like, at the start of the season, after he done lit, he done after this. So he putting the cap on this. He about to go start a season and go throw some oops to Bronny.
Like, this crazy. What's making me mad is once LeBron leave, what are we going to be talking about?
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards is, he good, but he not LeBron.
Exactly. They don't carry that stardom. Like LeBron, right? So, like, when LeBron comes to your city, that shit is sold the fuck out. You see what I'm saying?
It is. It's crazy. Have you looked at the tickets this year, bro?
Yeah, I've been trying to get fucking Harden's tickets just to see when he plays, and I can't because I want to actually see him play before he retires.
Bro, LeBron tickets right now is off the fucking roof. I'm talking about, bro, the NBA making a lot of money on Bronny right now, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. I think he made like 200 in sales and jersey sales in a couple of days, like in first fucking points. Bro, this shit is unbelievable, bro.
Yeah, he's killing it, because I'm telling you, I'm grabbing me one too. I ain't even give a fuck.
I'm grabbing me one. I don't give a fuck.
I was about to say, and this might be his last year, and that's part of the reason why them tickets are selling out the way that they are, because
LeBron
might be done after this year.
That's what I'm saying. He's still playing at the top level, man. I wouldn't see him. You know what I mean? Because he still said he wanted to play with Bryce, too. So Bryce still got some
talent. But he also will tell you, too, I'm tired.
Yeah, I was about to say. He's 40. I want to see him leave while he's still on top. Like, I don't want to see him when he's in that position where they pretty much put him out the pasture.
Oh, we know a lot of them. And we just got a whole damn LeBron topic.
There you go.
But yeah, just sidetracking, man. The best of the best. But to pivot back to what we were talking about, too, as in now what you're saying with LeBron and them, with it, goddamn, forgot my man name, Noah Lyles. It's just, so it was all ignorance, too. I know he is the best thing running right now. I'm being honest with you, right? It was just ignorance, right? Because all the best players in the world still come to the NBA to play, right? We can see him on display right now. The Serbian national team got Jokic on it, right? The French national team, Wembanyama, right? They all play in the NBA. So, yes, the NBA have the best fucking players in the world. So, it's the world's best team, right? Regardless, because the best players are going to come play. And these scouts, they're going to find you regardless where you're at. You could be in backwoods Africa somewhere, right? In a no-name fucking country. If somebody can record you fucking jumping and putting your fucking whole hand in the net, somebody going to fly out there to see you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they're the best player in the fucking world. So I just think it was an ignorant statement, and it just kind of backfired off. Me personally, that's all I
got you. I was gonna say, but I think the statement was needed. I'm glad that he brought the stars up.
He did that, sure. Paris?
Yeah, they're in Paris right now. Because none of them dudes would have showed up if he didn't make that statement. So just, we can go ahead and we're going to pivot a little bit, right? So I sent y'all this post, and I'm going to go ahead and read it just so the people watching can read the post. And I just kind of wanted to get y'all take on it, right? So this is from the girls from Six Brown Chicks. I mean, shout out to them. All right, but the question says, I'm a good black man who takes care of his kids and his finances. Good morning. I run an at-home daycare. I watch my friends' kids. Also, I have two baby mamas. I still have sex with both of them in their 30s, and they work. I watch my kids, well, my two kids during the day. Right, I watch six kids in total. My baby mama don't like each other, but my rates are lower than any other daycare. Plus, I cook. Somehow they decided I didn't deserve to be paid for my services and just offer me sex instead of my agreed upon rate. All right, sex don't buy diapers or juice boxes. My two kids eat more than anybody else. Also, my first baby mama won't send me money for our son because she thinks I'm spending it on the other baby, and I am. But what I spend my money on is not her concern. I'm this close to kicking my own kids out of my daycare for lack of payment. How do I get my trifling baby mamas to pay me in cash, not a-
First off, this most ratchetest shit I ever heard. That whole shit is up. Like, hey,
yeah.
Where do we start, bro? Where do we start?
So let me ask y'all, like, if you ran a daycare center, would you charge your exes to bring the kid? And that's where we'll start.
If they buy kids, I'm about to charge my kids.
Hell yeah, I'm charging half price.
I was about to say, I'm charging too.
I'm charging half price.
Absolutely.
Y'all serious right now?
Think about it this way, right? Think about it like this, right? If they getting, because you get a certain amount of money, like if you're a single mom,
you get
money for daycare.
Getting it for the state type shit.
Yeah.
That's different. It's guaranteed. So, you're talking about out the pocket. Now, if it's out of their pocket, now you're killing the baby.
No, so like it is, it's not really out of their pockets, but you need to give me that money that you pocketing for that because I have an actual child care center. I mean, I get what you're saying, but nah, give me that money.
Who do the kids live with? Do they live with her?
They live with the mamas.
His ass, true. Is he on child support? Like,
what? No, he watches kids during the day.
I wouldn't want no money back, but on the top of that, see why your baby mama's having sex with you? They getting free child care.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm with him. Like, you're not about to think you could just pay me in order to use my daycare facility.
Open up a whole new conversation because that's what they want to do nowadays. They want to pay off debt with ass. You know, it's not a debt collecting center. You know, so I get where y'all coming from for sure. You know, that's the new thing though. Or the new generation, pay for 30, whatever. I don't know shit. They feel like ass is worth more than cash.
I agree, man. What were you about to say, man?
No, I'm saying they paying from seven to five. Now I'm getting that half, right? And after that, I'll watch the kid free.
From 7 to 5 in the morning is crazy.
Yeah, that's my hours. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I don't know when the hours open, right? 7 to 5, y'all gonna pay me half, right? After that, you're good. Because think about it. If you have to take the kid to a real daycare, you're gonna pay the whole price. Plus, just like you said, my rate is lower than everybody else. You see what I'm saying? You're gonna pay me that half.
But okay, at the end of the day, he need to stop having sex with females and get hit because he got mixed emotions, mixed breed going on. When they give up that ass, they think that's their cash. And in this case, it ain't. Fuck that. Go get some ass elsewhere, man.
You know how diabolical that shit is, the fact that they trying to pay you in ass.
Bro, I know
those
that try to do.
I know they do, but I'm just saying, bro, that shit is diabolical to me because it's
how they live life, bro. Like, at a, this is how it was going on. Like, they think shit running the world, man. You got all these women on phones telling them how good these pussy is and all that. Way. You get what I'm saying? It's crazy out here, bro.
But isn't the going rate $40?
$9 no more.
Yeah, it ain't $40 no more, man.
That damn took it from 40 to like 440. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
But it went back right back down once that back.
You know what I mean? Over the shoulder. Yeah.
Not, it's really not a market for that for real. So we got to believe at the sex sales. So I guess it's true. We just be haters of it because at the end of the day, we all did pay for it in some type of way. And whether you're married or not, you're still paying. So that grown man, you know, we just going to leave it there. At the end of the day, when they still want dates, they still want you to take them out. They still want you to do this and do that. We constantly paying for it. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm starting to look at things different now, bro. Like, I'm getting older now, so like, be looking like, well, it's really nothing wrong with it no more. Because think about how you would want a man to treat your daughter. I mean, do all these nice things. So, you know.
No, I got you.
You know, at the end of the day, we here to help the women, bro. We here to help.
Honestly, it's all jokes. I do need people to understand.
No, I'm getting it, though. I'm just getting down to the bottom of this. You know, like.
Hey, I don't know. We lost B or not? We killed the camera.
No, I'm here. I'm back. Like I never left. We get. Get what I'm saying, though, man. Hell yeah, man.
At the pivot, man, we had a couple of, do y'all hear me? Because I know I had to switch the.
Are you good? Nah, you in there perfect, boy. And you look like a new man.
I about to say, he in the old model snares right now.
Man, he in my.
I had the link, man. I'm like.
Hey, nah, ain't nothing wrong. Yeah, you got good signal right there, bro. That's perfect.
Nah. Let me see. I got another video for y'all.
Boy. We built this, boo. For real, me and you. I wish I did it back then. But, you know, I just wanted you, but I just wanted to hit back then. I ain't gonna hold you. I seen you. I ain't gonna hold you. You walked on the boat 2009. I saw you, little dark skinned thing. I'm like, yo, who is that? You know? But you know what? I usually crack a Tracy smile and they come running. You? It took time. It took real time.
Do y'all think that was inappropriate?
That was real. But inappropriate. He kept it as he could. You just wanted to crack that at first. Son, shit.
What you think, man?
I'm right with B on that one.
Interesting.
Being real. All
right, so I'm gonna be the voice of reason here. That dead wrong. You in front of your mama, your entire family, her entire family. And you talking like that on your wedding video.
You keeping it real. He married her, bro. It don't get no realer than that. I'm keeping it real. Like, realistic outweighs everything, man. That's why all these is on these TV shows and all of this shit. Oh, and I got a topic too, man, speaking of all of this, you know, but it's crazy.
I got it, man. Some people don't know how to express themselves. Like, he's expressing it like, listen, she's the best thing he probably ever had, right? But he just don't know how to say it, right? To where it makes sense, right? So, yeah. I was first one wanted to hit it. But, like, beginning to know you, shit, that changed my
life. Hey, real shit, he was right. Imagine saying that in front of my wife's mama. Hey, I just wanted to hit.
I wanted to hit your daughter real quick, you know?
That's all I really was really wanting. I wasn't really looking for all it is. I just...
Like, think about if you're your daughter, right? And you, her fucking fiance or husband now, right? Was just like, yeah, all I want to do was hit it. Yeah. So you have to talk about my daughter, man. Like, probably going to throw hands or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if her daddy is in her life, ain't no way hell I'm sitting there and I'm like,
man, that might be what a big came out of doggy hand. And you know what? We're in over. This is dope. Y'all got the calm pops.
And check this out. if we go by old school rules, right? Her parents is the one paying for that shit. Why this nigga disrespecting her up there?
Right.
Before we talk about.
It's crazy, B.
So, but B, you said you had a topic, bro. What you got?
So I just do it. So it's crazy. I'm on the internet earlier. I'm going through social media and everything. And I noticed, I seen, it said Blueface. Y'all familiar with Blueface?
Yeah, Blueface.
Okay, Blueface. Okay, so yeah, Blueface. He says Blueface sentenced to 4 years in prison. Okay, I said, okay, I been knew he was going to prison. I been knew he was in jail. Cool, bro. So after I see that, I see a comment up under. I'm scrolling. I see a comment that says, you know, like the comments be crazy because they be going in. But the one comment say, Blueface, that's sad for that baby because Blueface and Krishan is gone. And I'm like, huh? So Krishan is gone too? So come to find out Krishan is also in jail. For a drug charge or something, as she's living up to 8 years. So I don't know, man. I just like, it's crazy how the world just glorified all of them. You just glorified that couple and, you know, and look at them both in jail. No mama, no daddy. Man, they just had one of the top number one shows in the world, bro.
They shouldn't have had that show. That show was absolutely terrible.
Man, but everybody was watching that shit.
That's the reason why that baby, like, and I feel bad. That's why that baby like that, bro. Like, that baby just walking around this world. Don't nobody want to take care of it. And I'm so sick of them, too.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. I didn't even know about all that. That's wild. Yeah, I just wanted to ask y'all, what's y'all intake on it? You know, like, we're going from the top couple to the fucking jail hooligans.
So my take on it is they going exactly where the fuck they need to be. The only issue I have with that is they got a baby that's about to be out here without their mama and their daddy, and that's unfortunate. However, I ain't with none of that Zeus Network bullshit that they got going on. That shit is terrible. Y'all ever watch Zeus?
No, I watched it. What's crazy is, I watched all that shit, bro. Like, it's some crazy shit on Zeus, man. I got introduced to some crazy shit. Like, they got a whole nother show, like, where it's this woman, and she like men and women, and like the men and women be fighting for the girl and all type of shit. Like, bro, the shit wild, bro.
Whoever it's crazy. Zeus Network need to be taking in the backyard shot. She's fucking terrible.
That shit do be terrible, but they love it.
Like, if you ever watch that, what's the name of that show that she was on?
Baddies.
That fucking show.
Oh, man, it was just a hot mess. They just came downtown, 2 weeks ago? It was a hot mess down there. I drove down there with nothing but titties and ass titties, pads, some ass shit. But no, another thing, Drewski here today too, man. We got Drewski. He was 42 Doug on the east side. And some fucking warehouse doing his little, what's the shit called?
So I like Drewski.
Yeah, we got Drewski here today. They doing the little auditions and shit. I might go slide down there and see what type of weird ass shit they got over there. Like, isn't that but weirdos on that shit, dog?
Oh, I do want to play that. I do got one more video I want to play. Which I'm pretty sure I sent. Did y'all watch that video I sent y'all?
I think I got a video.
I ain't watching that. I've been working so hard, man.
I'm about to play it.
Nah, bro, I don't got nothing to do with you. See, bro, she tripping. Nigga, talk about back. Drive off. Oh, the fuck off. She let me fight. I don't got no gun on me. I don't got no gun. I don't got a gun. No, get keep please, sir. Keep please, sir. I don't have nothing to do with this nigga. It don't matter. She trying to get me into some shit with a nigga in the wrong way situation, bro. And I don't got no gun on me. I don't got no gun. I can't you fucking fight.
Need a gun.
I never seen me fight.
You don't always need
have
a gun.
Have you ever seen me fight? I cannot fight. I'm telling you that shit. Do not believe in me. What the fuck is wrong with you? God damn, drive the fucking car. Fuck.
So how y'all feel about that?
I feel like he can't fight. Shit. He gonna get smashed. He just said, I can't fight. Shit, that nigga probably ain't never swung a fist.
Right. Shit. I think Bub mom wasn't his mom. That nigga get his ass beat all day.
Man.
If Bub mama was his mama, he would have hopped out that car.
Instead of fool?
If Bub's mama was his mom.
Man, listen, man.
Nah, but there's a conversation to be had here. Have y'all ever been in a situation with a woman that tried to get you in some shit?
I mean, that's just what they do, right? They can talk and then come get you and shit. Because I'm being honest, I used to drive for a paratransit company, right? And I was dropping off an old lady one time, you know, dropping off. If they drop those vans, it's like a big 18-passenger van, dropping a lady off. This chick yelling out of her car, talking all kind of crazy to me, like, move that piece of shit so I can get past, right? F-ing crazy. So I finally was just like, shut the fuck up, right? And guess what happened? They jumps out the passenger seat, come running up to the car, pulling on the door for of the van that I was in, right? I opened that motherfucker and just started teeing off on this motherfucker, right? And out of all that shit, motherfucker done got his ass beat because some bitch just was fucking yelling. But that's what happens, man. I mean, because now you feel like you're obligated to do something, right? As the dude, right? You're like, you're obligated to do something. So that shit happens all the time, man. It's a lot of is dead and in jail because of some shit like that.
That's some listen here, though. Let me break this shit all the way the down. Real shit, man. Hear me out, man. Hell yeah, I got it to it with some shit about a bitch. And it's crazy, it's always a bitch that ain't mine. I don't even want to speak on too much on it, dog, but for real, like.
No,
a bitch
following through.
Right. A bitch had you out here up. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man. I don't know, man. I just feel like we're in a time of life where you have to realize that we are adults. People move on. People be in relationships. Yeah, it's going to happen. Your bitch going to get f***ed before you, after, whatever f- you want to do. It don't matter. So all this one to kill and do all this extra shit, it don't be worth it no more. I'm at that point in my life. A lot of young niggas still ready to crash out about that. You know what I'm saying?
To me, that's the worst part, is a lot of times these women, they'll put you in a situation to where you're going to crash out. And if you really think about it, there's no win in that situation. All right, let's say you lose the fight. All right, she look at you like you stupid. You get your ass beat, she might leave. You win,
right?
This nigga might call the cops. You get arrested. She gonna be f***ing on that nigga anyway. And let's just say you just win a fight and don't nobody necessarily do anything about it. I mean, that's the only positive that could possibly come out of it. But me fighting somebody over a woman, to me, never really made no sense. Like, as a married man, though, you got to protect your wife. I mean, but that's why it goes into, you got to make sure that you pick the right type of woman to be with. Because I know for a fact, you know, my wife come in and she telling me some shit about some shit that some nigga did. She's already exhausted every other option before she came to me about this shit. And at this point, I'm getting my gun and we're going out here, we about to handle some shit. But I know for a fact that she's not going to put me in a situation that's going to get me taken away from my kids.
Okay, first off, yeah, rewind. So I didn't even think about his situation. I forgot about the video you showed. So if I was in that situation and I ain't had no gun, hell no, don't pull up. Hey, I ain't going to say I'm the best fighter, but shit, I ain't about to let no nigga beat me up. So shit.
Yeah, like these women be acting like they be with like Captain America, like Iron Man or the Hulk or somebody. Your nigga get his ass beat, and then you better be grateful if that nigga don't beat your ass afterward.
Hey, and shoot me with it and all type of shit to my face while I got my pistol. And I was just thinking in my head, like, man, this motherfucker trying to trick me up the streets, bro. I got 60 shots in this car, bro. I got enough shots to take out you and your whole little crew. And I was just like, you know what? Have a good day, man. And I just scratched off on him, man, because it's just bro, like, bro, I don't want to beef with no man about no female. I'm beefing with bills and other shit. You know, I don't care to beef with a man about a woman. Not no more at this life, day and age. I'm okay.
But, I mean, it's just like what Tez was saying, too, man. I mean, it's your selection, right? Who you're picking to be with, right? Because there's going to be a lot of chicks that's going to throw you out there just like that and just like you're saying, right? So it depends, like you're saying, if I'm married, right, and a motherfucker disrespect my wife, right? Different story, right? We're talking about something totally different, right? But now it's still my wife, and I know she went out there and fucking started some shit and then come back and try to get me. I'm like, listen, you know you fucking wrong, right? You know you wrong. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess it's dependent, right? As in, yes, I'll probably still have to defend a woman, but just not just because, right? And, like, I get it. A lot of them will say they want you to have their back regardless. Nah, I deal in common sense, right? If you fucking wrong, you're wrong, and I'm gonna fucking tell you you're fucking wrong.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, look, though, Mac, I ain't gonna lie to you. You're right. Y'all both right. Tez, we all agreeing with you on this one.
Yeah, that's 1,000% fact. I mean, they're how you out here looking stupid as hell, getting your ass beat, all because she was out there smiling at the wrong dude.
Blurting, smiling, they do it all day, every day, bro. Like, because they do it to me, their wives, all type of shit. Like, bro, this shit is so fun out here. Like, I would never think life would really turn to be this type of shit.
All right, but let me ask you all this, right? Well, we about to get ready to... Well, no, let's get to this topic before we wrap this up, right? So, I've been seeing a lot of social media influencers, right? Well, no, we're not going to touch this topic, not today. Because it'll run a little long, and I still want to figure out how I'm going to get this topic into the way that where it's not looking crazy. But let me ask you, y'all got something to say to the people before we get out of here?
Hey, start f***ing listening. Come back, all right? No, this shit about to go crazy, man. Just stay tuned, all right?
Yeah, listen, man. Y'all learn how to pick y'all business right. You know what I'm saying? Pick the right woman. Stop picking the wrong woman, because at the end of the day, she gonna have y'all f***ed up. And you ain't gonna be, you gonna be f***ed up. Yeah. And that's it.
All right. First and foremost, I want to say thank y'all for listening. I want to say I'm very grateful that we are able to get your time, because I know with all the stuff going on in the world right now, the fact that I'm able to get your time to listen to this podcast, I'm very grateful for it. Even if it's just one listener, one subscriber, I'm grateful. And I also wanted to take the time to say thank you to you guys. I say it all the time, but I'm grateful for y'all. And lastly, like he was saying, make sure you, pay cash, not pay. This is gonna be a new episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.